Before we start, just a short introduction. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me and your wish to deepen your experience of your spiritual life. I'm extremely humbled by you being here. It's a privilege for me to share my thoughts on my spiritual journey with you, and I'm grateful for your willingness to share with me and to help me along on this journey. I certainly hope that all of us will greatly succeed in our quest to transform our lives and align our lives with our ultimate soul purpose. C.S. Lewis said in his book, Reflections on Psalms, the following: "This is not a work of scholarship. I'm no Hebraist, no higher critic, no ancient historian, no archaeologist. I write for the unlearned about things in which I'm unlearned myself." And I want to echo that and add, I'm no psychologist, and do not have a doctor's degree in divinity. I'm inviting you to walk this road, to a large extent uncharted, entering a life that is promised to be exciting and fulfilling. This journey is about you and your experience working with the Holy Spirit. I will be prompting you to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit and to work with Him each and every moment of your day and in each and every situation. The material that will be available is not apologetic. I'm not going to try to convince you to believe in Jesus Christ if you do not believe in Him, which I hope you do, though. But I would expect from you to put your unbelief aside and open your heart for the unexpected. Talking about the Spirit, somebody in the unseen realm, you should be expecting and looking forward to supernatural things happening. This short journey takes place in four stretches, namely, first one, put on your walking shoes, prepare for the journey. Second one, what is driving you in life? The third stretch is the battle between the flesh and the spirit, and the last one, the path. I sincerely hope that this short journey will ignite the embers in your soul, and that you would, and I quote, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we are in. Study how He did it, because He never lost sight of where He was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, the cross, the shame, whatever. Hebrews 12, verse 2 of the Message. This journey will certainly show you that with the help of the Spirit, you can stop being dragged under by life. You can stop trying to be the first rat in the rat race, and you can enjoy the exciting roller coaster life ride without fear.